The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
This is the Fixer Sciatica Podcast.
And welcome back. Today we're going to be diving into a topic that so many of you have asked about: supplements for sciatica or just supplements for nerve pain. I found this to be a very special topic and episode, as many of my internet searches for answers to sciatica pain have really brought up the question, what are going to be the best supplements for sciatica pain? So I thought it would actually be a great idea to discuss this in depth, talk about the scientific research that actually supports some supplements, and share the most overrated supplements as well. Before I like to get started, I have to emphasize the point that these are supplements and not medications or therapeutics. Supplements are actually designed to help people who are either deficient in a specific nutrient or who need a little bit of extra support to optimize a bodily function. In scenarios like chronic pain or sciatica, especially when it comes to nerve pain, we could be dealing with the clinical deficiency of a nutrient or just suboptimal levels that makes a body less resilient. So think of them as a way to actually help hasten recovery, but not as the missing piece to a pain-free life. The core principle behind managing sciatic pain is actually understanding the cause. Sciatica is in a class of neuropathic pain, meaning that there's tingling, burning, sharp shooting sensations, and can often be caused by two major things, which includes one, widespread inflammation, right, localized specific inflammation right at the nerve, and that's what we're talking about, like herniated disc, spinal arthritis, or lumbar stenosis. And so the supplements that we're going to be discussing today have different mechanisms. So knowing what might work for you is really truly understanding of the science and what your body might be missing when it comes to what you're putting in your body. So with that being in mind, let's break down the research. I've scoured the scientific literature so that you didn't have to find out what is well supported and what's overrated. So here are going to be the top three most positively researched supplements for sciatica pain and neuropathic pain. The first one is going to be alpha-lipoic acid, also known as ALA. So this is a compound that actually functions as a powerful antioxidant, and the research for its use in neuropathic pain is actually quite robust in conditions specifically related to diabetic neuropathy. That's when the nerves in patients who have diabetes are actually irritated and degenerate because of the high levels of glucose or sugar found in their blood. Now, ALA is actually a naturally occurring compound, antioxidant, actually found in every cell of the human body. And so it can be found in small amounts in foods like spinach, broccoli, yams, potatoes, and red meat. And the supplement form can actually be produced synthetically. And under conditions of chronic inflammation and stress, such as chronic pain or sciatica, the body's natural production and reserves of ALA may actually not be enough to neutralize the damage. What's interesting is that in our bodies, we're constantly fighting things that are actually causing harm to our bodies. And so we're having this turnaround of cells and chemical processes. So optimization with ALA looks like supplement to get higher levels of ALA, helping to protect the nerves from further damage and supporting their repair. And so ALA is most commonly available as oral capsules or tablets. And in clinical settings for severe conditions, it may also be administered intravenously. Now, ALA is generally well tolerated. The most common side effects include mild nausea, stomach upset, or skin rashes. And in the rare cases, it can lower blood sugar levels. So it is particularly important for individuals with diabetes to monitor their glucose levels closely. Next up are they going to be the B vitamins. And you've probably heard that B vitamins were crucial for energy production, but they're also critical for nerve health. And so the nervous system actually requires B vitamins to build and maintain what is called the myelin sheath, which is the protective coating around nerve fibers. And when you have chronic inflammation, that myelin sheath can sometimes be disturbed. And so B vitamins are a group of water-soluble vitamins found naturally in a variety of foods, which includes meats, eggs, fish, dairy, and leafy greens. B12 specifically is actually found in animal products. So the supplement forms are also produced synthetically as well. And normal blood levels of B12 typically range of 200 to 900 pg per milliliter. So I think that's picograms. When B12 levels actually fall below the normal range, a deficiency in that nutrient can actually lead to significant neurological symptoms, which includes neuropathies. Optimization is actually ensuring that your levels are not just normal, but also sufficient to support optimal nerve function and repair, especially during a time of increased demands and increased inflammation like a sciatica pain flare-up. And so the most common forms of way to ingest B vitamins are through oral capsules, tablets, or sublingual drops or drops underneath your tongue. For B12 deficiencies, it can also be administered via injection, which can be a little bit more effective for those who have issues with absorption. B vitamins are generally safe. However, a crucial warning here is about vitamin B6, where high doses of vitamin B6 over an extended period of time can actually cause nerve damage, also leading to further worsening of neuropathy. So it's best to use a well-balanced B-complex supplement that actually contains B6 vitamins in safe amounts rather than a very high-dose B supplement alone. The third one is I'm going to try my hardest to pronounce this. It's called palmitoylethylamide, or PEA. Is a naturally occurring fatty acid amide that has gained significant traction in the research community for its role in chronic and neuropathic pain. PEA is produced naturally within the body and also is present in foods like eggs, peanuts, and soybeans. The supplement form is typically produced synthetically. But there's no standard clinical diagnosis for PEA deficiency. However, research suggests that in states of chronic pain and inflammation, the body's natural production of PEA may be insufficient to counteract the ongoing inflammatory signals. So optimizing in this case is actually really more so about supplementing to restore the body's natural levels to a point where they can effectively reduce pain signals and improve nerve sensitization. PEA is most commonly found in oral capsules or tablets, and it's well known for its excellent safety profile and is generally very well tolerated. But side effects can include, which are rare, but typically mild, such as an irritated stomach. Other supplements worth considering with a little bit of a caveat. These supplements often don't have they talk a lot about how they improve pain, but there is a lack of strong direct evidence for treating conditions like neuropathic pain or have mixed results. And so you have compounds like turmeric, specifically the active compound in that is going to be curcumin. And it's a fantastic anti-inflammatory. And there's going to be a lot of scientific research talking about its use in systemic inflammation. Turmeric is a spice derived from the root of the curcuma longa plant. The active compound curcumin is extracted from the root. You're going to see turmeric found in a lot of Middle Eastern and Indian cooking. It is important to note that curcumin is not a nutrient actually found in the human body. So technically a deficiency is not a concept that actually applies in this scenario. Instead, it's really more about leveraging its anti-inflammatory properties. And so optimization would be like looking like taking enough curcumin to counteract or to maximize the anti-inflammatory properties, and optimizing it would be having you take the most bioavailable version, which is going to be curcumin. The most common forms will be oral capsules, but often added with piperine or black pepper to enhance absorption because curcumin is actually poorly absorbed on its own. Turmeric is generally safe. Side effects are usually mild and can include digestive issues, diarrhea, nausea, especially at high doses. And then if you have been into cooking, turmeric powder does do a fair amount of staining. The second one is MSM, which is called methyl sulfonylmethane. It's another supplement that's often touted for its anti-inflammatory properties. And there is some evidence for its use in conditions like osteoarthritis. So MSM is an organic sulfur compound found naturally in plants, animals, and humans, and it's present in small amounts in foods, but the supplement form is actually produced synthetically. MSM is actually a source of sulfur, a mineral, in which the body uses for many functions. While MSM deficiency is not necessarily a clinical condition, the theory behind supplementation using this is that many people with modern diets may actually have suboptimal sulfur intake. So optimizing that would be ensuring that you have enough sulfur in your diet to support connective tissue and reduce inflammation. MSM is also widely available as oral capsules, powders, or tablets, and it's generally well tolerated. And the possible side effects are typically mild and may include digestive upset, diarrhea, nausea, or stomach cramps. And the third supplement is a very popular homeopathic remedy, which is Arnica, and it's fantastic for bruising and localized muscle soreness, and it's a great option if you have a first aid kit. It's a plant-based preparation derived from the flower Arnica montana. There truly is no such thing as an Arnica deficiency. It's not a nutrient required by the body. The use of Arnica is not to correct any sort of systemic imbalance, but rather achieve what is called a local therapeutic effect on a specific area of pain or bruising. It's primarily used as a topical cream or ointment, not usually recommended for internal consumption because in some cases it can be quite toxic. You'll find homeopathic oral pellets, but the concentration of that active compound is very low compared to what you'll find in the creams. And so when used topically, side effects are rare, but it can include skin irritation. Oral ingestion of non-homeopathic Arnica is considered unsafe and can lead to severe side effects like heart palpitations, digestive issues, and even organ failure. So keep an eye out for that. But now that we talked about six different supplements, let's actually talk about the action steps and how to use supplements effectively. First, again, a critical word of caution that you need to hear is that a key difference between drugs and supplements is that supplements are not FDA approved. This means that there's very little regulation in the creation of that product. And as a result, you can have companies who may advertise that they're selling you a specific supplement. But since there's no legal requirement for them to prove it, they're not legally bound to give you what you thought you were purchasing in the first place. And this is completely different from clinical grade supplements that you might actually get directly from your pharmacy with a doctor's prescription, which are subject to much more stricter standards. And so knowing this, here's a simple three-step guide to help you navigate the world of supplements safely. Number one, we have to talk to you. I recommend talking to your doctor or your pharmacist or registered dietitian. They can actually help you determine if a supplement is right for you and if it might interact with any of your medications. Once you have a recommendation, look for products that actually have been verified by a third party, certifications from organizations like USP, which is the United States Pharmacopeia, or the NSF International are a good sign. They ensure that the supplement contains what it says on the label and is actually free from harmful contaminants. The next stop is dosage and consistency. So research-backed dosages are important and they can vary because, for example, like ALA, you're often looking at dosages ranging from 600 milligrams to 1200 milligrams a day. But then for B vitamins, a balanced B complex is generally recommended to avoid any sort of high dose B6. And then for PEA, clinical trials have shown effectiveness with doses ranging from 300 milligrams to 1200 milligrams per day. And so remember, consistency is key, and it can often take weeks or even months for a supplement to show its full effect. But we also have to figure out, are these supplements actually working? And so to truly know if a supplement is helping, you need to track your progress. So before you start, take a baseline level or measurement of your pain and your function. And so a simple way to do this is by keeping a pain journal. So for about a week before you get started, jot down your pain level scale of 1 to 10 at different times throughout the day and also note your activities. You can also track your sleep quality, ability to perform daily activities, and any other symptoms that you're experiencing. Then as you take the supplement, continue to track these metrics. And then after a few weeks or a month, look back at your journal. Are these numbers changing? If they're lower, that means you're improving. Is it getting higher? Are you sleeping better? This is a simple process of monitoring, which you can implement pre and post medication, pre and post medication as well, pre and post therapeutic as well to assess the effectiveness. So the takeaway is the world of supplements is a vast world, but for something as specific and as often debilitating as sciatic and neuropathic pain, it's crucial to be an informed customer. So you want to focus on supplements with strong scientific backing, like ALA, B vitamins, and PEA, but be a little bit more cautious with those that have a general reputation, but lack specific evidence for nerve pain, such as turmeric, MSM, and Arnica. And remember, supplements are just that. It's a complement to holistic pain management. They can help you on your journey, but they are not the only solution. Now, as always, please consult a healthcare professional before starting any sort of new supplement regimen, especially if you're having an underlying medical condition or are on other medications. As always, if you have any questions or ideas about future episodes, email us at info@ifixyoursciatica.com. Also, the sources for my research will be found in the show notes.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you got some help from today's podcast. And for more info, check us out at ifixyoursciatica.com. Have a fantastic and pain-free day. No patient-therapist relationship is formed by listening to this podcast. We are not providing medical advice, and all information should be confirmed by a medical provider.